News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. The Brewers did pretty well today, and they took the series for the first time since early in July. Willie Peralta struck out 9 batters, pitched 6 2/3 strong innings, and he's also the first pitcher in Major League Baseball to reach 14 wins this season, Brewers beating the Giants 3-1 in the rubber match of that 3-game set. Rothschild Police and Marathon County deputies are looking for a suspect in a Sunday morning shooting in Rothschild. Prosecutors have now filed charges against 27-year-old Alex Hammock from Wausau. He's accused of shooting a man during a bar fight outside of PJ's Log Jam on Business 51. He's now facing charges of reckless endangerment of safety, substantial battery, and being a felon in possession of a firearm, as well as pointing a gun at a person. Rothschild Police Chief Jeremy Hunt said a 25-year-old man was shot at PJ's Log Jam parking lot Sunday. He was initially taken to St. Clair's Hospital in Weston, later taken to Aspires Hospital for treatment, and that man has been released from the hospital. There's a new report showing legislative candidates raised nearly $4 million in the first half of this year. Jackie Johnson has that story.
The review by a government watchdog group finds legislative fundraising sets an election year record.
It just doesn't seem possible that these big donors could dip you any deeper into the well, but the well seems to be bottomless.
Mike McCabe is with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. His report shows some of the top fundraisers are for open seats in districts that don't sway overwhelmingly to any particular political party.
And there are districts that can conceivably at least go either way.
Overall, McCabe says Republicans have a substantial cash advantage over Democrats simply because there are more of them currently in office. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Appeals Court has ruled against 2 raw milk producers, both cases involving licensing disputes, not whether somebody has the right to buy or drink unpasteurized milk. The 4th District Appellate Court in Madison ruled in favor of the state ag department and against dairy farmers in Calumet and Walworth counties. The cases were consolidated at the appellate level. In the Walworth County case, the coalition called Nourished by Nature paid a fee to a dairy farm where the group obtained raw milk for their members' own use. The state called it a sham arrangement, and farmers Mark and Petra Zinneker went to the courts to see if it was legal. The Ag Department and the courts both ruled the farmers produced the milk without a license, which it lost in 2009 when 35 people got sick drinking raw milk. In the Calumet County case, the appellate judges said the owners of a farm store in New Holstein needed a retail license to sell raw milk to an association in which members paid a fee. The state issued a license but told the owners they could not sell the raw milk. There's some confusion over the voter ID law. John Colbert has that story.
In light of the July 31st ruling by the state Supreme Court in favor of photo IDs, says Dane County Clerk Scott McDonald. He points out the law remains on hold pending the outcome of appeals in federal court.
There'll be folks who will come into the polls and say, I have my ID, I want to show you my ID. And sometimes there can be a little tension where, you know, no, we're not looking at photo identification right now. So it is confusing right now. When you have it, the same issue in state and federal court, it's confusing. We saw that with the same-sex marriage situation as well.
His message for Tuesday primary voters, a photo ID is not needed. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The StormTrack 9 forecast from meteorologist Mike Brundling tonight. Mostly clear, some patchy fog developing, and a light east wind, low 56. Partly cloudy Friday, high near 80. Friday night, clear turning partly cloudy, some patchy fog down to 57. A partly cloudy Saturday with a high of 81. Same thing Sunday with a high of 82. The extended outlook calls for maybe a shower on Monday, high 79. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.